In our parsha, we have the din of something called Chavite Kohen Gadol, a special meal offering that's brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day, half of it in the morning and half of it in the afternoon. What happens if the Kohen Gadol passed away and there was no new Kohen Gadol appointed yet? The smincha still needs to be brought, but there's a machloikas in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon says that it's going to be coming from communal funds. Reb Yehuda says it's going to come from the Yorshim, from the heirs of the Kohen Gadol. And this is based on Psukim in our parsha. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the pasuk where it says, "Va'koyein haMashiach tachtov mibon of Yasoi." So after the pasuk is describing of Aaron bringing this special mincha, the pasuk says the koyin anointed instead of him from his children will make it. Rabbi Yehuda learns the pasuk as understanding va'koyein haMashiach and the anointed koyin. If he passes away, then tachtov mibon of Yasoi, so one of his children instead should now bring this mincha. On the other hand, Reb Shimon learns from the word chukas oilam. He says it means, chukas oilam means from the oilam, in other words, from the rest of the world, from the communal funds, this mincha should be brought. Now what's implied over here is that when the children or the community are bringing these chavitin, this mincha, is not as a new obligation for itself, but rather as a continuation from the obligation of the Kohen Gadol that had passed away. And the Rebbe says that we could explain that this machloikas of who is going to bring it is really connected to how we understand the actual gedder of the carbon itself, even when the Kohen Gadol himself brought it. Because in regards to this mincha, this meal offering that the Kohen Gadol brings, we could explain it in two ways. Although it was coming from his private money, but we could explain it as being truly a full carbon yachid, a private carbon. Or we could explain it that it's somewhat still similar, more to a carbon, similar to a communal offering. And this is connected to the reasons of why we give, for why this carbon was even brought. So the Chinuch explains that the reason for the carbon is, since the Kohen Gadol is a messenger of Klal Yisrael, between Klal Yisrael and Hashem, he's the one that davens for them, he brings karbonis and atones for them. So it's a fitting that there should be a carbon similar to the carbon, the Tamid that's brought by the Tzibur, and this will be both beneficial for him and for them. In other words, it's clearly, this mincha is also part of the kapara of the Tzibur, and therefore it's similar to the karbonis and to the tamid that's brought by the tzibur. But from other mefarshim, it seems to imply that it's really completely connected to the Kohen Gadol as an individual. For example, the Abarbanel brings quite a number of reasons for this karbon, and the Rebbe quotes two of them. One of them is to bring out the humility of the Kohen Gadol. He should feel humble in front of Hashem. He's bringing the kind of karbon, a meal offering, that a poor person would usually bring. Another reason that Abarbanel says is that Hashem wanted that every single day there should be brought both a carbon tzibur, and that's represented by the carbon tamid, but also a carbon of a yachid, an individual, a private carbon. Who is the bron that brings the private carbon? That's the Kohen Gadol, brings a carbon every single day. According to this, clearly, the Kohen Gadol's mincha is then more like a carbon of a yachid. Says that based on this, we can explain the machloikas of what happens when the Kohen Gadol passes away. If we should say that it's more like a carbon tzibur, then if there's no Kohen Gadol, who should be bringing it? The tzibur, the community should be bringing it. On the other hand, if it's a carbon yachid, then if he passes away, his yarshim mizir should be the one that's bringing it. Says the Rebbe, based on this idea, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that the yarshim bring it. So then we said it's a carbon more to do with a Kohen Gadol as an individual. Says the Rebbe, we can now understand something that the Rambam writes. The Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, that if the Kohen Gadol passes away and no one else was appointed, then the Yorshim bring this thing. And he says, Avur Kaporose, for his atonement. What does he mean for his atonement? And what's the basis for this? Where's the Rambam getting this from? Says the Rebbe, the explanation is that the Rambam is actually trying to explain the reason why the Yorshim are the ones bringing this carbon. And the truth of the matter is, the pasuk says the word Mibonov, that the sons are bringing it. Here, Rabbi Yehuda uses the word Yorshim. So we might be speaking about children that may not even be the Kohen and Gedolim. And furthermore, the word Yorshim may even imply daughters. They're also heirs. And that's a tremendous chiddush. Where are we getting that from? This is why the Rambam says, since it's coming for a kapara for the Kohen Gadol, that means it's not their carbon, it's not the children's carbon. It's the carbon for their father. And therefore, any of the Yorshim could bring it. Now, based on this whole idea, this explanation, whether it's a carbon yachid or a carbon tzibur, we can now also start understanding the Rashi on these psukim. Rashi quotes these words that we quoted before about a kohen that's Hamoshiach tachtov mibon, of the one that's anointed instead of him from his children. And Rashi says, he switches the words. He says, Hamoshiach mibonov, the one that's anointed from his children, instead of him. What did Rashi just add? What did he just explain? Next, Rashi quotes from the words, from the pasuk, the words, kolil toktor, that it needs to be completely burnt. Rashi explains, ein mikmetzes, we don't take off the kmitza, the handful of flour, to allow the rest of it to be eaten. Instead, kula kolil, it all gets burnt. Again, what is Rashi telling us? The pasuk says, kolil toktor, it all gets burnt. It's understood that it's not eaten, but it's all going to be burnt. Especially Rashi himself had used earlier on the word kolil without explaining what it means. So what's Rashi suddenly elaborating so much over here? The question gets bigger. In the next pasuk, the pasuk says about the mincha of a regular koyin. The pasuk says kolil ti, it should be kolil, it shouldn't be eaten. Rashi says kolil, kula shava legavoyer, all equally goes up to Hashem. Suddenly now Rashi needs to explain what the word kolil means, that it's all equally going to Hashem. Says the Rebbe, the explanation is, what was bothering Rashi is the difference of wording in the two psukim. In the first pasuk about the Kohen Gadol, the pasuk says kolil toktor, it all gets burnt. In the next pasuk it says kolil tihiyah. So Rashi is telling us that we're actually speaking about two different ways of offering these minachis. When the pasuk says kolil toktor about the Kohen Gadol's mincha, Rashi doesn't say that there's no kmitza taken. He says, "Ein nikmetzes li yisharei necholin." It's not kmitza is not taken in order to allow the rest of it to be eaten. Rather, it's all burnt. Meaning, there is a kmitza taken. A handful of flour is taken. But what's going to happen? The rest of it is not going to be able to be eaten. Rather, it's going to have to be burnt. But they're going to be burnt separately. The kmitza separately and the rest of it separately. And that's what the pasuk means, kolil toktor, it's all going to be burnt, but in two separate piles, the part that he took off and the rest of it. Whereas by the minchas koyin, Rashi says, when the pasuk says kolil tiyah, Rashi is explaining, kula shava legavoya, means it's all equal. There is no separate parts taken off, rather it all gets burnt together. What's the reason for this difference? Based on what we explained before of the gedder of the mincha of the koyin gadol, well, we're discussing, is it a private carbon or the carbon of a tzibur? We'll now understand. Rashi learns, according to the opinion, that it's like a carbon of a tzibur. And therefore, if it's a carbon of a tzibur, kmitza, a handful of flour, does need to be taken off. Just like any mincha of a tzibur. It's only since, at the end of the day, he's a kohen gadol, so it's somewhat similar to a kohen, so it's going to be, all of it's going to be burnt, but they're going to be burnt separately. In other words, he's going with the opinion of Rav Shimon that it's the tzibur, not the Yorshim, that's going to bring it if the Kohen Gadol passes away. Because it's like it's a mincha v'tzibur. Now we'll understand what Rashi says on the words, HaMoshiach tachtov mibonov. The one that's, the Kohen that's anointed instead of him from his children brings the mincha. And Rashi says, HaMoshiach mibonov tachtov, the one that's anointed from his children instead of him. Why is he saying these words? Because Rashi specifically wants to negate the pshata we said before from Rabbi Yehuda, that was learning from these words, that it means that we learn HaKoyen HaMashiach means that the Koyen passed away. And now, his children, his heirs, are going to be bringing the carbon. Rashi's saying, no, that's not the pshat of our pasuk. Our pasuk is not speaking about a Koyen Gadol that passed away. The Koyen Gadol is simply, the pasuk is simply saying that the Koyen Gadol that comes after Aaron is the one that also brings these chavitin every single day. Says the Rebbe, according to all of this, that there's a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether it's similar to a carbon tzibur or a carbon yachid, we can now understand another point. By Aaron it says that this mincha is going to be a mincha tamid, he has to bring it every single day. So how do we know this now regarding every other Kohen Gadol? So according to Rabbi Yehuda learns it from extra words in the pasuk, extra chukas oilam tells us that it has to be brought every single day. According to Rabbi Shimon, we don't need a special limud for this. Why is that? Because basically all of the avoiders that are done in a constant way, a tamid in the Beis HaMikdash, are always connected with the tzibur, with the community. Because the tzibur is something that's constant, continues. As the halacha says, tzibur lo yemes, the tzibur never dies. Therefore, if the mincha of the Kohen Gadol is a matter of a tzibur, as we were explaining Rab Shimon's opinion, so obviously then the Svara tells us it's going to be every single day. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's like a carbon yachid, there, now we need a special limud. Now we need to have a special limud to tell us, Nevertheless, it's brought every single day. Not only Aaron's brought, it's brought every day, but every Kohen Gadol needs to bring it every day. The Rebbe takes it a step further. When there's a chiyuv that the tzibur has to do in a consistent way, a constant way, it's not as if every single day there's a new chiyuv. But like we explained that the tzibur is something that continues all the time, tzibur loy meis, so to the chiyuvim of the tzibur, the karbanis that are brought every day, is like one long chiyuv that just continues on and on. So now applying that to the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, if we learn that it's like a karban of a tzibur, that means there's one chiyuv that started the day that he was anointed, the day the Kohen Gadol starts his avoida, and then it continues every single day. But if it's a karban yachid, by a yachid, there isn't this idea of that he's tummy, that he's all the time there, like by the tzibur that we say tzibur loymeis. So then when the pasuk says that it's a minchas tamid, it means every single day there's like a new obligation to do it. And what is this new obligation, and how is it connected to the idea when the pasuk says that it's the day that he's anointed, that's when you bring it? So the Rebbe says, we have a Torah's Koyinim, interesting Torah's Koyinim. The Torah's Koyinim says, on the pasuk, Zeh karban Aaron b'yoymi moshach leisei, says the Torah's Koyinim, so maybe it only means on the day he's anointed. So the Torah's Koyinim says, that's why it says mincha tamid. So then the Torah's Koyinim says, so why does it say b'yoymi moshach leisei? Because it means from the day he's anointed forever. Now the question is, what did the Torah's Koyinim just say from the day he's anointed until ever? That's why you need to say b'yomim mashach leisei. Obviously, if it says minchas tamid, it means when he starts doing his avoida and forever. But the pshat is that the Torah's Koyinim is telling us that the gedder of this carbon is that every single day it's as if the day he was anointed. In other words, every day he's bringing it. Why? Because as if it's a new anointment of today. That's why he's bringing the mincha. It's a new chinuch today. And this says the Rebbe fits very much with what Lekutei Torah says. In Lekutei Torah, the Alter Rebbe says, why does it say b'yomim mashach? On the day that he's anointed, seemingly it should have said miyoyimi mashach, from the day he's anointed onwards. But the pshat is that every single day there's like a new, the same sort of gilui, the same sort of powerful gilui, like the first day when he was anointed as the Kohen Gadol.